How do you actually raise your vibration? Before I tell you what you want to know, I am going to tell you it is the main difference between a high vibration person and a low vibration person. What the internet and thousands of sites say about vibration is all BS, none of those garden variety, and outside changes will ever lead to inner changes. Vibration is an entirely inner phenomenon. What's going on inside? And whether higher vibration will attract goodies to you, no. Higher vibration will make you do the kinds of things with the kinds of attitudes that produce what you want, and if it is goodies, then get you the goodies, including money. The answer, the fundamental, bare bones answer to how to raise your vibration is this: a high vibration person lives out of the future. From a mission. A high vibration person gets his steps and actions and thoughts and moods from the future, while a low vibration person gets all of those from the past. That past can be religion or other tree of knowledge stuff. It can be what you learned, what you decided, what society tells you to do. All past. And this is, when it comes to navigating between the past and the future, where these two distinctions, responsibility and accountability, are crucial. A high vibration person has both these capacities and uses them to live their lives. They live with responsibility and accountability. What is the difference between responsibility and accountability? As you know, I teach that everything is based on word. And if you are weak or tentative, or fuzzy or clueless with words, then your chances for a life you can command are very weak. If words give you the world in which you play, you better be powerful with words. So what does it have to do with the price of tea in China? Or in this case, with the difference between responsibility and accountability? A whole lot. I am going to start with my horoscope from Rob Braceney, the one I got an email today. Rob Braceney's horoscope is not divination, it is a spiritual exercise for the week. So mine says to go back and revisit all the selves I have been, and bring compassion to them, and a gratitude, because who I am today is on the shoulders of these past selves, because of them, even if I don't like, am ashamed of, not proud of, judgmental of myself earlier in life. Now, admittedly, compassion and gratitude are spiritual capacities that don't stay open readily under 400 and 300 vibration, respectively, but on a rudimentary level you can consider understanding to substitute for compassion and thankfulness for gratitude, and those are available to you however high your vibration is now, because they are mostly words. Rob Braceney says, be generous with each of your old selves. Forgive them for their errors and praise their beauty. Tell them how much you love them. Thank them for how they have made possible the life you're living now. Now, be prepared for this spiritual exercise to be hard. Why? There is a mistaken fear all humans have that if they forgive something, it is the same as condoning it, and inviting it to happen again. But that is a false fear. Forgiving is not for the other person or for the old self, it is for yourself, now. Forgiving doesn't mean you don't take responsibility. Aha! Here we are with our original question. So how is responsibility connected to forgiveness? Responsibility, in this spiritual work, means, you pull to yourself everything in that incident that you can own. What you said, even if it was in your head, what you wished, what you did, what you wanted, what you hoped for. Say, I did that, I wanted that, I desired that. I wasn't forced to do it. I wasn't promised anything, it wasn't my due. I just wanted it because I wanted it. Or say, I said, it is my due. And found out that you are a do-nothing. Not even your life. Not love, not respect, not attention, not anything. Nothing is due to you. And just before people give you things that are not due to you, you can't expect it to continue, because none of it was due to you. So what you'll get is what you'll get. More, less, the same. And even the idea that you can earn stuff. Maybe. But mostly not. Your job is to get what you get, and make it work. Every moment you waste by worrying about what you didn't get is wasted. You are the way they are, and you should be the way you are. You have the results you have, and those are exactly the results you should have. Responsibility is accepting what is, you, people, results, pain, hunger, mistakes, and removing the wrongness. And the entitlement. That is responsibility. It is all about the past, and it is all about the present. Accountability, on the other hand, looks at the future. Accountability is active in that it says, this shall be, so help me God. Or whatever passes to oath in your culture. In some languages it is said, so be it. In my culture, so help me God creates the emphasis you need to be accountable. If you don't put something big at stake, if you take whether something will happen or not lightly, accountability isn't possible. Accountability is a do-or-die/suffer proposition. Responsibility allows you to access your power, by creating the nothing from which you can create the future. Accountability is the shepherding that future. Most people, my students, haven't been able to get fully past the responsibility phase, and therefore haven't gotten ready for accountability. You continue living in the past, until you summon the courage necessary to own everything you can own as yours, so you can create a future different from the past, different from your past. It's a big step, and unfortunately requires people to activate a capacity, flexibility/changeability that is very difficult to maintain without responsibility. Certain capacities become available at certain vibration levels. Responsibility becomes available at 200 vibration. Accountability becomes available at 230 vibration. This is the reason landmark education is an experience, but not an effective program. The average vibration of the participants is 140, the average vibration of the course leaders is 170. So all the talk about responsibility and integrity and living out of possibility is wasted on a good 90% of the participants. And I dare to say, on the leaders. But how do you raise your vibration? You ask. And the surprising answer is, you actually attempt to confront that which has been unconfrontable. That is how. We call it, facing the tiger. The expression comes from the tale of the village that is regularly visited by a tiger in India. Researchers interview the village children about their behavior when they dream about the tiger attacks. The youngest hide, the little older try to outrun the tiger, the little older than this group dreams about outwitting the tiger, and the oldest children, nearly adults, in their dreams face the tiger. Why is raising your vibration like facing the tiger? Because when you take responsibility, you give up having been a victim, you give up being powerless, stupid, not good enough, unloved, not important, not enough, etc. You give that up, because in reality none of those exist. All those things come from words, made up, not true, not reality. And the moment you take responsibility that you said all those things, and those words created a certain reality and a lot of suffering, you see that you don't have to say those things again, that those things were never true. Meaning, you give up all the things that your words created as a truth. And when those things are gone, you are left without the drama, without the sob story, without things that you thought were you and your life. You are left with nothing, with an empty space from which you can create. But not until you take responsibility for each and everything you can be responsible for. Sometimes it takes years. It took decades for me, I didn't have good guidance. I am 90% done. Meaning, there are still things I haven't seen that I could take responsibility for. In the areas I have completed, I'm thriving. The areas I haven't, I don't. And that is your clue, areas that you are not fully alive and maybe even joyful are the hiding places of undiscovered stuff you haven't taken responsibility for. It can be in your health, wealth, love life, relationships, your work, anywhere. Only when you completed an area can you become accountable for the future you create. You can start your journey in the Recorded Growth course. It is available on the desktop, and it is available on the mobile app. I still have to figure out how to drip it, so you don't have the whole course from the get-go. But you can get started, and pay month by month. Read more about the growth course. Go to www.yourvibration.com/1/growth.